When the Senate returns early from its Memorial Day recess on Sunday, it will do so specifically to continue its tug of war over the Patriot Act. The struggle hangs on the controversial Section 215 programs that paved the way for the government's mass surveillance of Americans' telephone metadata. The upper chamber worked late into the night last week trying to break an impasse over the programs, which the Obama administration has said are vital to national security. The marathon session featured a 13-hour filibuster by Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, a presidential hopeful who is branding himself as a champion of privacy. Many in the Senate hope instead to pass the USA Freedom Act, a bipartisan reform bill advanced in the House this month. But a coalition led by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has rejected the reforms and sought an extension to the programs as they stand, despite a ruling by the Second Circuit Court of Appeals that they are illegal. One of the senators in McConnell's group, Intelligence Committee Chairman Richard Burr, has dismissed the court's ruling and predicted a fight all the way up to the nation's highest court.
This will be determined, I believe, in the Supreme Court before it's over, as to whether the legislative language provides the statutory authority for them to do bulk collection.
The Freedom Act's most prominent reform involves deciding who gets to hold the data. Under the current form of the law, the government receives and holds telephone metadata from telecommunications companies like Verizon and AT&T for future investigations. Under the new legislation, these companies would retain the data, providing it to the government on a case-by-case basis. The motivation for these reforms is thanks in large part to former NSA contractor Edward Snowden, who revealed many of the details of the secret programs in 2013. Since then, civil liberties groups have challenged the government in the name of constitutional privacy rights. Steve Vladek is a law professor at American University and a co-editor of Just Security, a blog focusing on national security policy. He says fears of lone wolf attacks and the recent rise of the so-called Islamic State have overly influenced this debate.
It's not clear to me that the kinds of authorities provided by Section 215 is where that fight is or should be happening. And so I think the real question is, can the Senate, when push comes to shove, separate the politics of fear and terrorism from the realities of the law and the realities of what this program is actually useful for and what it's actually been used for?
As the Senate struggles to decide how to proceed on the issue, many in the intelligence and law enforcement community are supporting the Freedom Act. Meanwhile, experts disagree on whether the legislation truly reforms the surveillance apparatus revealed by Snowden. And according to the New York Times, bulk collection may not actually stop happening on June 1st when Section 215 expires. Grandfather clauses tucked within the law allow President Obama to request an extension. So far, however, the administration has supported passage of the Freedom Act and has also indicated they will not seek a continuation of Section 215, even if the Senate fails to reach an agreement on Sunday. Anthony J. Rivera, FSRN, Washington, D.C.